The Syracuse Landmark Preservation Board approved the removal of 6 wooden and concrete crosses from the outside of Holy Trinity Church, which is being renovated into a mosque. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the controversy overshadows the mission of the Northside Learning Center, which bought the property.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Oh, now the classroom is getting packed now.
I know.
It's not cold anymore, no snow.
Abdulila Al-Dubai is one of the founders of the Northside Learning Center, which has 8 classes that teach 150 students English each semester. The students range from ages 4 to 80 and come from more than 20 countries.
Somalia, Eritrea, Congo, Burma, Nepal, Yemen, Egypt, oh my goodness.
Dr. Yusuf Sol, another founder of the center, says he was working with teenage boys from Iraq, Burma, and Somalia when he found out they were getting beat up on the north side because they looked different or didn't speak English.
These people are coming for refuge, and that's not refuge.
The problem was there was a 4-month waiting list for English classes.
English is the tool when you come to this country. They need to begin to get on the path towards the American dream, and the first step in that is the language.
Seoul learned quickly the difficulties in starting the center, such as targeting the women.
You have to do it at night, and they can't come unless you take care of all their children.
Plus the differences of the countries people come from.
The students we have now from Somalia, for example, who, you know, were in refugee camps maybe 14 years or so, and Somalia wasn't a written language until 1977. Whereas the folks from Iraq, they were pretty well off where they were from in many ways. So all they needed to do was get a grasp of the language, and off they went.
Although removing the crosses on the church has upset some, Seoul says no plans have been made yet, and he will make sure it is done respectfully with community input and in a way that honors the traditions of Christianity. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.